Well, hello, it's Bobby here, the lead designer, founder, and lead engineer of Next Gen Hotspots. I'm talking kind of quiet here. It's 1:53 in the morning, Monday morning. I was just doing some internet browsing, as I like to do in the wee hours of the morning, just kind of see what's out there, and I make some really interesting discoveries in this quiet time. I stumbled upon something that I knew about before. I kind of knew the price of it. Didn't really pay a lot of attention to it. I don't consider any other products, hotspots, really competitors of ours because we're so far ahead of the curve in quality, design, cool factor. There's really nothing that comes close. And yeah, I may be a little biased, but that's the opinion of all our customers as well. And 5,600 people in just a little over 12 months. Can't all be wrong. But what I wanted to talk about was the DV Mega dual band. All next gens, by the way, are dual bands as well. They're VHF, UHF, with a Raspberry Pi 3, which we used a Raspberry Pi board in our builds. It's an excellent motherboard. Assembled kit. Well, all of our units not only assembled, they're custom programmed for each individual customer. As I'm reading the package on this, something I did not know. Again, I knew of the product, didn't pay much attention to it. Again, it's not really our competitor. They sell these over at Gigaparts, and I'm looking at one on Amazon right now. The price on this thing is $300. It's $300. I just noticed that it does not do NXDN, nor does it do P25. And I would be the first one to agree, not a lot of people are using that. However, I have a lot of feedback coming from our customers that do, in fact, like to do the crossover or directly like to talk on P25 and NXDN. So I will be the first one to admit it's not that popular. But apparently, with the DV, this is a DV Mega. It's all one word together on the package. DV Mega Hotspot. They would certainly mention it if it did that, and I'm going to have to say with certainty, I guess it doesn't. It's kind of a contradiction of terms there, but it says D-Star Systems Fusion and DMR on the package. I think that leaves any guesswork out of the equation that that's all it does, which is the majority of digital radio, but it's not the other two. It doesn't have P25. Doesn't do NXDN. Otherwise, I'm sure it would be on the package, like any smart advertiser would do. One thing I caught on here that really set me back, I didn't realize that this thing requires a 110-volt power supply. I thought I was seeing things. I'm just reading the package, right? It's wee hours of the morning. Pre-built kit includes DV Mega Board, Raspberry Pi, enclosure. Oh my God, the enclosure. Everybody knows I'm not a big C4 Labs fan because their cases are just substandard. Trying to be nice, trying to be kind. I don't bash any other product, but I will tell the truth. And the truth is, and the fact is, the C4 Labs cases are just very low quality, and their heat traps on top of that, unless they've made changes. I haven't seen any. This enclosure, believe it or not, it's even worse than a C4 Labs case. I buy clocks that I build just for myself, little digital clocks I get from China, and the case that comes with them is the exact same design, exact same style, and I buy these little digital clocks for, I think they're $2.25 a piece, including the case from China. I looked at the design of the DV Mega Hotspot. It's the same case design. It's exactly the same case design. I mean, it is uber cheesy. I mean, as cheesy as it gets, and I can see from the photos, I'm looking at all the photos on Amazon, as I mentioned, is where I'm looking at it now. And the case, the low quality cut of the case looks just like cheesy, like it was hacksawed, like the C4 Labs cases do. Only this design is even worse, which is kind of almost hard to believe, but it's even worse than the C4 Labs case. But the point I'm trying to make, again, I'm not here bashing these products. I don't even consider them in the same league as an X-Gen hotspot. But the gall and audacity to ask $299 or $300, and they're selling these on Amazon, I think they sell for the same in Gigaparts, is just mind-blowing to me. I mean, you got pretty big whales to ask that much money for something that is of this low quality, and it's just low quality. It's just really, really, really kind of set me back on my heels. And then as I'm reading, it requires, well, it says 100 power supply, 110 volt AC. So obviously it requires an outlet, 115 volt outlet to run this thing. Whoops. Well, there goes the mobility. Well, unless you have an inverter, I mean, which is crazy to run a hotspot, to need to have to bring an inverter with you is a little above the fray, I think. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to mention that. I'm just looking at this thing now, and I'm making an observation here as though I was looking for one to buy, okay? And let's say I was fortunate enough to know about the next-gen products, and I knew there was a price range from like $169 to $350. That's for the Ferrari and the Rolls-Royce of metric for $259. You can get the Rolls-Royce of hotspots, the most popular one that we've ever made, which is the Rugged Spot. Oh, by the way, this thing doesn't have a screen on it of any type. There's no screen on this thing. No display. And from what I see, I'm looking at the circuit board. There's no place to hook a display into this unless you have advanced electronic knowledge and perhaps maybe know where to put a display in. But there are no ports in this DV Mega board. And I'm looking at the board right now. And as someone that's pretty deep into electronics and knows a thing or two about how to hook things up and, you know, how to route things, et cetera, there are no ports. There's no pads. There's nothing on this board to even run, you know, a 0.96 display on, like that comes in our Rugged Spots, and also in our XD4 portables. So anyways, folks, want to let you know, just kind of sharing sharing some comparisons, although this is, again, not even the same universe as a next gen. And I don't know how many of these they sell, how many people are pitching out three. I feel bad for anybody that buys one. Well, not that bad, but it's rather silly to spend $300 for something like this. It's really, really, really kind of mind-blowing. I think they could be very competitive. And I'm very good at pricing things, and I understand value and quality. And I would say something like this DV Mega, $150 would be actually pushing it, because there's no display, there's no screen, and I happen to know for a fact how popular they are and how ham radio operators would love to have screens, be it the 0.960 LED or the 3.2-inch like on a Traveler, or the 2.4-inch that comes on all our Commander models, which are also, they're very, very, very popular. Close running. To the Rugged Spot, but this particular unit, the DV Mega Hotspot, they have it reversed engraved. I think it's reversed engraved on the top of the really uber cheesy case. There's no place to put a display on it. There is the value in this, looking at it, and I already know what it would look like and feel in the hand just by observing it and, you know, knowing a thing or two about building over 5,600 hotspots personally with my hands. I can tell you this thing is, in a word, it's pathetic. I don't know how many they're selling. I don't even know how they're selling them. I mean, anybody that knows about, you know, a high quality hotspot like the next gen line and sees something like this, it's truly, genuinely, in anyone's mind, is an absolute no-brainer. And I'm looking at this as though I'm going to buy one. I don't know anything about these hotspots. I'm a newbie, and I'm checking out what's out there in the market. I see this thing for $300, and then I pop over and I look at the NextGen website, and I'm seeing an entirely different, no comparison level of superior quality, build quality, and craftsmanship. And a NextGen, I don't believe anyone in their right mind would choose this. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I guess they sell a few of them. But anyways, Bobby here at NextGen, just making a few observations here in the wee hours of the morning on Monday. It's September 16th, 2019. I hope everybody's having a great day and a great week. And I'll say 73 and catch you on down the log. This is Bobby KM6 IKH from NextGen.